Good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for great play non-conference volleyball action between the Dort College Defenders and the Westmont Warriors. Both the Dort College Defenders and Westmont Warriors earlier today in action as they defeated the College of St. Mary. For Dort College, it was a win in conference play, while for Westmont, it was one of four matches they will play this weekend against Great Plains Athletic Conference foes. They are also scheduled to play Concordia and Northwestern tomorrow. The Dort College Defenders enter play this evening 6-2 in the conference, 13-4 overall. Westmont is 20-0 overall and 8-0 in the Golden State Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College going through their warm-ups right now while the Westmont Warriors on the sideline waiting their turn. They've had their turn at the net already, and we will be getting started with volleyball in about 5 to 10 minutes. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at both of these teams right after this. Earlier today, here's how things shook out in the two matches that were played here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's begin with Dort College versus the College of St. Mary. The Dort College Defenders defeated CSM 25-15, 25-13, and 25-11. Julia Lindberg had 12 kills. Emma Altna had 7. And Haley Moss added 8 as the Defenders had a little trouble with the CSM Flames. Jamie Gasing put up 28 assists, had 4 kills, and she also had 6 digs. 2 service aces this afternoon for Emma Altna to go with 7 digs. For the Westmont Warriors, they were victorious over CSM by similar scores, 25-12, 25-17, and 25-12. Flames were topped by Jessica McCann with, Westmont was topped by Jessica McCann with 13 kills. Taylor Beckman had 7 and 6 for Samantha Neely. Amy Buffum and Alexa Nesselrode had 15 and 18 assists respectively. Taylor Beckman also had 12 digs, while Cammie Troish had 22 to lead all players. Westmont enters as the number 2 team of the country, while the Dort College Defenders were tied for 11th in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. Here are some of the players you'll be hearing about. First of all, for the Westmont Warriors, they will have number 3, Emma Hara, a 5'11 sophomore from Santa Barbara, California. She is averaging 1.3 kills per set. Jessica McCann is a 5'10 senior from Lemoore, California, averaging 2.4 kills per outing. Number 5 is Courtney Crosby, averaging 2.8 digs per set. She also has 11 ace serves. She wears number 5. She is a 5'8 senior from Manhattan Beach, California. Libby Dahlberg wears number 6. She is a 6'3 sophomore from Sacramento, California. She has 15 ace serves, 1.3 blocks per set, and 2.7 kills. Number 7 is Taylor Beckman, a 5'10 junior from Lake Oswego, Oregon. And she is averaging 2.8 kills per set. Samantha Neely wears number 10. She is a 6-foot sophomore from Whittier, California. And she is averaging 1.9 kills per outing. Cassidy Ray wears number 11. She is a 6'3 freshman from Ventura, California, averaging 1.9 kills per outing. Alexa Nesselrode is one of the setters. She is a 5'8 senior from Thousand Oaks, California. She's averaging 1.7 digs, 5.5 assists, and she has 25 ace serves this season. Number 16 is Myla Marisik, a 6-foot junior from Harbor City, California. She's averaging 1.8 kills per outing. Amy Buffum wears number 18. She's a 5'8 sophomore from Saugus, California. She's averaging 5.6 assists, 1.5 digs, and she has 17 ace serves. And number 22 is Cammie Troish, a 5'6 senior from Newport Beach, California. Let's pause now for prayer offered by Barb Hoekstra.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together tonight. Two schools, Dort and Westmont, trying to educate young people with you at the center. Thank you for these coaches and players and officials and all the people who make this happen. We ask that you would bless these teams with good competition, with joy in playing and joy for all the rest of us in watching and cheering. Thank you for the gift of sport, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Take a look then at the players for Dort College that you will be hearing about. And by the way, if you joined us midway through that was a prayer offered by Barb Hoekstra before tonight's match. Abby Palama is a 5'5 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 1.4 digs per outing. Aubrey Drake is a 5'4 sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois, averaging 2.1 digs with 14 ace serves. Jill Scouten wears number 7. She's a 5'8 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 3.7 digs per set. Number 11 is Julia Lindbergh, a 6'1 sophomore from Margate, Florida. She's averaging 2.3 kills per outing. Number 12 is Emma Altena. She's a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 2.8 kills and 25 ace. She has 25 ace serves. Jamie Gasink is a 5'10 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.8 assists with 2.5 digs. Number 15 is Brooke Granstra, a 5'11 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 2.6 digs and 4.2 kills. She has a 3.53 kill efficiency. Summer Jansen wears number 19. She's a macro specialist, 5'10 junior from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 1.9 digs per outing. She has 9 ace serves. Elizabeth Keel is a 6-foot senior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 2.2 kills per outing. And Haley Moss is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 1.8 kills per set. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College and the Westmont Warriors set to do battle. The Dort College defenders in their white uniform tops, black numbers trimmed in gold, the libero, Jill Scouten, in a dark top, black top with black shorts, and she has white numbers and lettering. For the Westmont Warriors, black shirts, black shorts, white lettering, white numerals. Their libero is wearing a white jersey with a maroon color scheme in terms of the lettering and the numerals. We are just about set for volleyball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders enter today's contest 6-2. In the conference, 13-4 overall. Westmont, 20-0 and 8-0. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time. Since 1955, by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Cammy Troesch with service, and we are underway. Taken by Jill Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slide right side over to Keel. Keel with a swing, dug by Westmont on the attack, blocked at the net. Westmont reloads. Westmont will send it back over, blocked again, and the Dort College defenders, Keel and Moss, teaming up for the block, and the Dort College defenders take the lead 1-0. 1-0 our score, set number one of this best of five affair. Julia Lindbergh with service, controlled by Westmont, attacking right side and banging it off of the block for the kill is Samantha Neely. Neely ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Glad to have you along with me, wherever you might be. A little later start than normal because of the three matches being played here today. Jamie Gasing gets it over to Keel. Keel over the top of the block, dug by Troesch. Again, a save by the defenders. That's Scouten. Comes back right side over to Moss. Moss down the line. Moss hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Westmont. Moss charged with the attack error. 2-1 our score, set number one. Westmont in front, serving is Alexa Nesselrod. Controlled by Dort College, comes outside to Altena. Altena through the block and the kill. Emma Altena with a kill. Emma with her first kill, and we're tied up 2-2. I'd like to see Emma Altena get a little bit of a jump start here this evening. Serving is Summer Jansen, controlled by Westmont. The Warriors attacking, slide to the right, tooling it off the block, dug by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Altena. Altena from the outside, unable to put it away. Here's Westmont on a quick attack. Dug by Granster in the back row. Comes over to Keel. And Keel ties it up with a hit off of the block as she got matched up one-on-one against the middle blocker for Westmont. And Elizabeth Keel puts it down for a 3-2 lead for Dort College. Summer Jansen with service again, controlled by Westmont. Warriors attacking, pushed to the sideline, saved by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a tap, pancake saved by Westmont, and the Dort College defenders get a kill from Gasing. Gaysink gets credit for the pancake save, and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-2. 4-2, our score. Gaysink gets credit for that kill, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking, set goes outside, and Westmont's Taylor Beckman with the kill. Beckman with the kill makes it 4-3. 4-3, our score. Dort College in front by one. We are just underway. Taylor Beckman serving for the Warriors. Pass goes over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Altina. Altina blocked at the net. Granstra goes to her back to try and save it. And Cassidy Ray on the overpass trying to put it away and hits it off of the back line by 6 inches. Point Dort College on the attack error by Ray. Serving for the defenders will be the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. That is Aubrey Drake. Little hop serve controlled by Mustmont. Set goes to the middle. Off of the block, controlled by Jansen. Comes right side, slide, gate, Granstra kill. Brooke Granstra with the kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-3. Well, neither team got pushed real hard in their first matches of the day. Both were able to basically get the players rest that they wanted to get rest. And we have a player in the net for Westmont. That's Jessica McCann, called for being in the net, I believe. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders serving with a 7-3 lead. Aubrey Drake. Drake serve controlled by the Warriors. Set goes right side. Blocked at the net. Altina and Granstra put the block up on Ray. And the defenders lead it 8-3. 8-3 the score. Dort College in front early. Still early. We aren't even to the midpoint of set number one. I don't call it early until you get to about 17 points. Aubrey Drake serves it wide and out of bounds. Point, Westmont. So a service error by Drake gives Westmont a free point. Libby Dahlberg serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it out wide to Altina. Altina bangs it off of a block, and we've got a play. The Westmont player, Cassidy Ree, changing the flight of the ball just enough. Glancing it off of Altina's late-arriving hands, and Ree will get credit for the kill. Dort College attacking, comes back over to Granstra, and Granstra on the quick attack from Gaysink, and Brooke Granstra with her second kill. Granstra hammers that one home. Dort College leads 9-5, serving as Altina. Emma Altina with service. That means Lindbergh is in the front row, and an ace serve for Emma Altina. Emma Altina with her first ace serve of this match. And the defenders lead 10-5. Altina with the ace. That top spin serve just in on the far side. And another ace for Altina. Altina with back-to-back aces. And that will result in Westmont calling a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Warriors. And Coach Patty Cook back with more after this. 11-5, our score. The Dort College defenders leading by 6. Westmont uses their first timeout. So Dort College out of the chute quickly. And Westmont and Coach Patty Cook electing to call a timeout, trying to slow the momentum. Emma Altina with back-to-back ace serves. Dort College with a 6-point cushion. Altina, the sophomore from Sioux Center, will send it over. Westmont set for receive, controlled by the Warriors. Set comes over to the left-handed swinging Cassidy Ray. And Ray with the kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 11-6. So Ray with the kill, her second. Serving for the Warriors is Buffum. Buffum serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the net, had some room to work, passed over the net, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, slide, Granstra, Granstra kill. Granstra with her third kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 12-6. 12-6, Dort College in front, served by Gaysink down the line, controlled by the Warriors. Blocked at the net, that attack very close to the net. And the block put up by the defenders for a point. And Dort College leads 13 8-6. Floater controlled by Westmont. They'll scramble to it. Well off the net. That's Neely. Dug by Scout and gets it over to Giesing. Sets it left side. Lindberg. Lindberg bangs it off of a block. Joust at the net. One out by Westmont. Dort College attacking. Comes back over to Moss. Moss dug up in the back row. Set comes outside. And the attack by Neely hits the antenna. Point Dort College. So Neely with an attack error as it hits the antenna. Point defenders. Giesing with service. Down the line, controlled by the Warriors. Set comes outside to Neely. Neely blocked at the net. Point Dort College. So a block for a point by the defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead 15-6 in set number one. Serving is Giesing. Giesing, the floater to the sideline. Controlled by Beckman. Set comes outside, and down the line for the kill is McCann. McCann with her first kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 15-7. So Dort College positioning themselves here. If you don't allow any big runs, you're in real good shape. Courtney Crosby with service. Crosby with a jump serve. Controlled by Dort College. Giesing throws it backside over to Granstra. Granstra over the top of the block. Just hits it long and out of bounds. Point Westmont. So Granstra with a rare attack error. She went over the top of the block, just didn't take enough off of it, and it ends up off of the back line by inches. Serve is to the back line, and an ace serve for the College of St. Mary Flames. An ace serve for Crosby. And that's 3 points in a row for Westmont. I said the Flames, I'm sorry, that's Westmont. Comes back over to Moss, Moss with a kill. Moss with a one-foot takeoff on that step in the middle. And the Dort College defender lead is 16-9. Granstra has service. Dort College leading by 7. Granstra floater down the line, controlled by Beckman. Right side, and it hits the antenna. The attack by Neely. Point defenders. An attack error by Neely. Dort College leads 17-9, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to the Westmont Warriors. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. The Dort College defenders leading in set 1, 17-9 on the Westmont Warriors. Today's broadcast also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Drinweg is a broker. 17-9 Dort College leading. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Granstra the floater, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking. This is Beckman over the top of the block, saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Giesing. Giesing to Lindberg. Lindberg bangs it off of a block. Westmont attacking. Beckman dug by Lindberg. Giesing squares up under it. Gets it back over to Lindberg, and they're going to call a lift on Lindberg. So an attack error on Lindberg. You can almost hear the pain in my voice because Lindberg looked like she played it pretty well to me, banging it off of a block. Unblocked is Keel, and Keel on the slide to the right takes the middle out of that one, and the Dort College defenders make it 18-10. Taking the middle out of it, like the middle of the ball. Dort College, Lindberg with service, and Julia hits it long and out of bounds. So a service error by Lindberg. And the Dort College lead is 18-11, set number one. Serving for the Warriors will be Nesselrode. Nesselrode with serve. Her short serve taken by Scouten. Giesing gets to it. Back set, right side, Moss. Moss through the block, kill. Haley Moss with her second kill. And the Dort College lead is 19-11. 19-11 the score. Jansen has service. Summers served down the line. Taken by Westmont. Slide right side. Blocked at the net. Altman got a piece of it. Dahlberg unable to put it away. Now passed over the net. Free ball for the Dort College defenders. Gesink lofts it up high to Altena. Altena hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point, Westmont. Altena, an attack error. And the Flames now have service. This is Taylor Beckman. Beckman with 15 ace serves this season. Nearly drops that one in from behind the spike line. That's Granstra keeping it alive. And a quick attack and hitting it. Hitting it wide is Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg hits it wide. Point defenders. Dahlberg with the attack error. And the Dort College lead is 20-12. 20-12 our score. Serving is Drake. Very nearly skims the net on that one. And this time going up is Dahlberg. And Dahlberg slams that one home in front of the 10-foot line. Very tough to defend that. Got it up right on the net and put it away. Dahlberg now with service. Floater taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gesink. Comes outside Altena. Altena banks it off of the block for the kill. Emma Altena with her second kill and the defenders lead 21-13. 21-13 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Altena. Altena with a jump serve on the way. Controlled by Westmont. Set goes to McCann, and a Ray that is. Ray with a kill. She's got three. So Ray with her third kill. And the Dort College lead is a touchdown, 21-14. Serving for Westmont is Buffum. Buffum served, taken by Drake, close to the net, pushed over the net by Gesink. Gesink with a kill. Jamie Gesink with her second kill. Dort College leads 22-14. Well, a much better crowd on hand than I anticipated for a Friday evening in over a break on the Dort College campus. Set goes outside, and putting the kill away is Jessica McCann. McCann with two kills. And the Dort College defender lead is 22-15. Not a bad crowd at all for tonight's contest. Students who hung around over Heartland break. Gesink with a bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh takes something off of that one. Overpass. Granstra puts it away. Brooke Granstra on the overpass. Dort College leads 23-15. 23-15. Dort College leading by 8. Granstra now serving. Floater controlled by Westmont outside. Banged into the block. The attack by Beckman. This time they throw it back over to Neely. Neely blocked back. Westmont attacks again. Set goes outside. Dug by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gesink. From behind the spike line. Granstra kill! They attacked out of the middle back with Brooke Granstra. The defenders now serving for the set, 24-15. Granstra with serve, nearly an ace. Westmont scrambles. They get to it, saved by Gesink. Gets it to Keel, squares up, gets it over to Moss. Moss with a swing, dug by Westmont. On the attack, the Warriors blocked at the net, the tip attempt. Westmont reloads, they scramble, they get it over, and out of bounds, point defenders. Dort College wins set 1, 25-15. We head to set 2. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders taking set 1 by a final of 25-15. Dort College handing Westmont their first set loss in quite some time. The last time Westmont lost a set was on September 3 to Johnson and Wales of Colorado by a final of 3-1. The Dort College defenders coming out with a lot of energy in this one. And the Dort College defenders victorious in set 1, 25-15. Unofficially, Brooke Granster led the way with 5 kills. Cassidy Ray had 3 kills for Westmont, 2 for Jessica McCann. So the Dort College defenders jumping out to a 1-0 lead. And any thoughts of them being lethargic quickly alleviated as the defenders jumped out early and never allowed Westmont to get rolling. They allowed 1 3-point run when it went from 15-6 to 15-9. Served by Gasing, controlled by Westmont. Flames of the Westmont Warriors attacking, saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Granster, and Granster is going to be called for a ball handling error. Ball handling error against Granster. And the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, it comes Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net, covered by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, throws it backside over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, point Westmont. And the Westmont Warriors jumping out for a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Westmont in front, set number 2, trying to even the match up at 1 set apiece. Floater controlled by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a bump set over to Lindberg. Lindberg rolls it into the net, point Westmont. An attack error that time by Lindberg, and the Dort College defenders trail 3-0. 3-0 our score. Floater controlled by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstrom. Miscommunication, joust that time, one out by Dort College. Pass to the back row. Dort College attacking quick. Granstra blocked partially. Westmont scrambling. They send it over. Scouten gets it to Gasing. Gasing, Granstra kill. So Granstra with the kill, and that is the first point registered via kill by either team here in set number 2. Serve controlled by Westmont. Attacking to the back line for the kill on the quick attack is Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-1. 4-1 our score. Serving for the Flames is Nesselrode. Nesselrode with service. Floater taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a tap and the kill. No, they say that it was they eventually give the kill for Moss. And the Dort College defenders, Haley Moss with her third kill by my count. Well, just her second officially. And serving for the defenders will be Lindberg. Lindberg, top spin serve controlled by Westmont. Westmont scrambling to it, down ball, and there to put it away, Moss and Keel. A block for a point for the defenders, and it's 4-3. 4-3 our score, serving is Lindberg. Lindberg serving, short, and that'll go as an ace. An ace serve, the service reception error by Crosby. Lindberg records the ace serve, and we're tied. 4-4 our score. Jump serve taken by Westmont. They'll attack. Set goes to the middle. Unable to put it away. Moss tips to the back line. Kill. Haley Moss recognizing that the back line was wide open, and she simply tipped it to the back line rather than trying to set up an attack. Serving for the defenders is Lindberg. Lindberg nearly an ace. Westmont scrambles to it. Blocked at the net. Keel. Keel puts the block up on Cassidy Ree, and the Dort College defender lead is 6-4, 5 unanswered by the defenders. Westmont experimenting here now. They will send Sarah McGough into the contest. Didn't plan on seeing her this evening. Quick attack out of the middle and a kill for Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg makes it 6-5, Dort College in front by 1. Serving for Westmont is Beckman. Beckman with service. And Beckman serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away. Keel will throw it outside. Moss through the block. Westmont scrambling. They keep it in play. Unable to get it over the net, though, and Moss records another kill. Dort College likes that matchup right now, and they've gone to Moss on a few different occasions, and the defenders lead 7-5 in set number two. Set two, Westmont attacking. Set goes to the middle, and a kill for the middle by Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg with another kill. She's got 4-3 here in set number two. Short serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets high over to Alton. Alton over the swing. Westmont scrambling. They'll push it over to the back corner. Saved by Scout and gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with a kill. She's got 3 and the defenders lead 8-6. 8-6 the score. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, the sophomore back row specialist, lines it up, sends it over to the sideline. Controlled by Westmont, attacking. McGough off of the block, saved by Jansen. One-arm stab, kept it alive, sent over the net by Drake. Here comes Westmont, pushed over the net. One-arm stab again by Jansen. Gasing goes up to try and send it over. Now here's Altenut sending it back. Westmont attacking out of the middle, blocked at the net by Granstra. Comes back over to Gasing, unable to put it away. Dig by Westmont. Westmont through the block, saved by Jansen. They gather, right side, Granstra, kill! Brooke Granstra records her 7th kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders lead 9-6 in set number two. Aubrey Drake with service. Dort College 1-1, 25-15. Jump serve saved by Westmont. They'll attack. Set goes outside and McCann tools it off the block for the kill. Beg your pardon, that's Ray. Ray with the kill, the left-hander. And that's Ray's first kill of set number two. Amy Buffum has service. Buffum serve. And her floater taken by Drake. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra another kill. Brooke Granstra with 8 kills. And Westmont trails 10-7. Dort College leading. Altona has service. Altona with the jump serve. Emma serve into the net. Point Westmont. So a service error by Altona. It's 10-8. 10-8. Dort College in front. Serving for the Westmont Warriors is Crosby. And Crosby gets credit for an ace serve, her second. Crosby with another serve on the way. Her jump serve to the sideline went after Jansen again. This time Summer comes up with a clean lead. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with her 9th kill. And the defenders lead 11-9. Jamie Gasink has service. Gasink, the sophomore setter from Sioux Center, sends it to the sideline, controlled by Westmont. Set goes to the middle. Gasink got a piece of it. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Free ball. Here comes Westmont. Right side attack. Dug by Gasing. Lindbergh sends it back to the middle. Granstra off high hand. Saved by Westmont. Warriors attack. Set goes outside. Banging it off the block for the kill is Beckman. Beckman with her 2nd kill. It's 11-10. Those are unofficial totals that I'm giving you. Just simply the tally sheet that I am keeping track of. I do my best. Cammy Troesch serving. Troesch floater taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, throws it back to the middle, and a miscommunication that time. Moss unable to climb the ladder, and it's 11-11. That's a bad set by Gasing. 11-11 our score. Someone missed the memo, and that's one where the setter gets hung out to dry. Serve is long and out of bounds by Troesch. Point, Dort College. So Troesch with the service error. Now you've got Granstra in the back row. She's serving, catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Westmont, and banging it off the block is Dahlberg. 12-12. Well, let's see if Dort College can make some progress here with Keel in the front row. She's had some success this evening out of the middle, has Elizabeth. Moss also on that right side. They got a favorable matchup for a period of time. They go to Keel on a slide. Off high hands, here comes Westmont. Attack outside, blocked at the net, saved by Westmont. They'll reload. Set goes to the middle, saved by the defenders, pushed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Westmont. Westmont attacking, off high hands, saved by Gasing. Dort College keeps it alive, passes it over the net. They survive. Here comes Westmont again. Set outside Ray, unable to put it away. Scouten will bump it up towards the net. Here's Granstrup from behind the spike line, unable to put it away. Again, it's Ray. Ray with a kill. Westmont kept going to the well, and Cassidy Ray puts it away for her fifth kill. And Westmont regains the lead at 13-12. 13-12, our score. Catches the tape, rolls over. Scouten to Gasing. Gasing outside, it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Cut off by Westmont. Set goes outside, and down the line for the kill is Taylor Beckman. Beckman with a kill. It's 14-12. 14-12, our score. And Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout defenders, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Westmont with service, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Set comes outside, off high hands, saved by Granstra. Gasing pushes it over, and they say that Gasing made contact with it, and then a Westmont player got to it to touch it and turn it into a back row attack against Gasing. So an attack error by Gasing, and Westmont opens up a three-point lead. Joust at the net, no. Passed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Keel to Gasing, Gasing to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, point Westmont. Westmont on a 5-0 run, and they have turned a 12-11 deficit into a 16-12 advantage, and Dort College will exhaust timeout number two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Five unanswered points for Westmont, and they now have the momentum trying to even the matchup at one set apiece. Gasing over to Moss. Moss off high hands. Westmont covers the back row. Set comes right side, or left side, that is, to Beckman, unable to put it away. Granstra from behind the spike line. Westmont scrambling and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Beckman. Beckman with her fourth kill. 17-12, Westmont in front after losing set one, 25-15. The Warriors bouncing back here in set number two. Cross-court serve taken by Granstra. Two Gasing, shoots it out wide. Lindbergh. Lindbergh off the tape. Controlled by Westmont. They scramble to it. Passed over the net. Keel back to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Blocked at the net. Kick, chicken wing saved by Scouten. Now Lindbergh bangs it off a block, and Westmont has gotten a lot of energy back. They were not playing with much zip in set number one. They are playing with much more pep in set number two. 18-12 our score. Westmont trying to even the match up at one set apiece. Westmont with service. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Up and over, and was it on the line? It was. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the kill as that one passed over and found the sideline. Westmont attacking. Set right side through the block. Saved by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with the kill. Keel with the kill. She's got four unofficially. And Lindbergh now has service. Lindbergh jump serve. Controlled by Westmont. Set goes to the middle. Stave by Moss on the stab. Comes back over to Altena. Unable to put it away. Ray got to it. And now out of the middle for the kill is Dahlberg. Dahlberg with six. And Westmont now 6 points away from evening this match at one set apiece. Taylor Beckman has service. Beckman with serve. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gesink. Gesink back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Westmont. Set outside Ray. Blocked at the net. Saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gesink. Comes back to Granster. Granster from behind the spike line. Westmont attacking off high hand. Saved again by Granster. Comes back over to Gesink. Tapped over the net by Keel. Controlled by Westmont. Here come the Warriors. Attack down the line. Saved by Gesink off the attack by McCann. Lindbergh unable to put it away. Set comes back over to McCann. Blocked at the net. And it was last touched by McCann. Point Dort College. A point off of a block for the defenders. It's 19-15. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Westmont opened up a 18-12 lead. Dort College now trying to narrow it. And a kill, taking something off of it, is Cassidy Ray. Ray with her sixth kill. And the defenders trail 20-15. Serving is Dahlberg. Dahlberg with service. Taken by Scouten, gets it to Gesink, comes back over to Keel off high hands. Westmont loads over to Ray, unable to put it away. Scouten to Gesink, Gesink outside, Altena, saved by Jansen on the cover. Comes back over to Altena, Altena cranks on it, kill. Well, Emma Altena that time didn't get the first one through, didn't get the second one through, but just wound up and tried to hit it a little harder and banks it off of the block for the kill. 2016, Dort College down four. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Dort College out of timeouts. Drake serve controlled by Westmont. Nearly an overpass. Granstra there for the joust and the kill. So Granstra will get credit for a block point. And the defender lead is 2017. Timeout Westmont. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gesink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College trails 20-17 in set number two. Dort College won set one, 25-15. And now the Dort College faithful will try to rally the team. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake with service. And the defenders trying to rally. Set goes to Ray. Ray off speed, taken by Dort College. Jansen slide, Granstra kill! They lost track of her, and Granstra made him pay on that slide. Serving again will be Drake. 2018, Dort College down a deuce. Drake serve, taken by Westmont, scrambling. They get to it. McCann hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Now it's Westmont's turn to ask for a touch, just as Dort was earlier, and McCann with the attack error. Dort College down a point, 2019. Floater to the back line. Off the block, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gesink, comes outside. Altena, Altena with a swing. Westmont, they get to it. McCann over the block, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gesink. Backhanded over by Granstra, saved by Westmont. McCann attacking outside over the block, saved by Jansen, gets it outside to Altena. Altena banks it into the block point, Westmont. ...21-19, Westmont gets the point on a block. And Amy Buffum has service. Buffum with serve. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gesink. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Westmont. Dort College went to the slide, but Granstra turned a little bit too much on that one. Hit it wide. Didn't hit it long, but hit it wide. Too sharp of angle. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gesink. Gesink outside it comes. Altena. Altena off high hand. Saved by Westmont. They'll attack out of the middle. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Block. Covered by Scout and gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing, Altana. Altana unable to put it down. Set outside McCann. McCann off high hand. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a tap. Controlled by Westmont. They'll scramble. Set right side off high hand. Saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with a kill. She's got 11 here in the first set plus of this one. Nord College trailing 22-20. Serving is Emma Altana. She's got two ace serves this evening. Altana nearly an ace. Westmont gets to it. Set right side. McCann off high hand. Saved by Altana. Gets it over to Gasink and then miscommunication as the Nord College defenders were unable to keep that second contact in play. And the Westmont Warriors lead 23-20. Westmont now with service and Courtney Crosby. Crosby has service for her team. And Westmont, short serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gets it to Lindbergh, unable to put it off the put away the off speed. A blocked out of bounds by Dort College and a kill by Beckman. Beckman with five. And the Dort College defenders trail 24-20 in set two. Westmont trying to even it one set apiece. Serve is taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Slide Granstra. Granstra with a swing and the kill. Granstra with her 12th kill. And the Dort College defender lead is deficit is 24-21. They're out of time, though. Gasink with the serve. Taken by Westmont. Off high hand. Stab saved by Scout and gets it over to Gasink. Outside Lindbergh. Banks it off of the block. Granstra, Gasink, Gasink, Granstra. Granstra kill. Granstra with another kill. She's got 13 and the defenders have narrowed it to 24-22. Timeout Westmont back with more. After this is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
It's brought
24-22, Westmont still on set point. Dort College serving down two. Served by Gasink. Here comes Westmont out of the timeout. Through the block. An overpass. Saved by Drake. Kept alive by Moss. Pushed over the net by Scout, and they survive one attack. Here comes another one. Set outside. Through the block. And hitting it to the back line for the kill is Taylor Beckman. And Beckman evens the match at 1 set apiece. Westmont wins set two, 25-22. We come back with set number three right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, the few hundred who made it into tonight's match, made it out to tonight's match, getting treated to some pretty entertaining volleyball. Number 11 against number 2. You would hope it'd be entertaining. Dort College hitting 203 for the match. 25 kills, 9 errors, 79 total attacks. Westmont 22, 13, and 83. 21 assists for Gasink. 13 kills for Granstra. 4 each for Keel and Moss. Westmont, 7 kills for Ray. 6 each for Dahlberg and Backman. 13 assists for Nesselrode. 8 for Buffum. Diggs, Beckman has 11. Troesch has 12. Jill Scouten has 10 for the defenders through two sets. Brooke Granstra has 9. 7 points off of blocks by the defenders in sets 1 and 2. Westmont has 3 points off of blocks. Dort College has 3 service aces, 3 service errors. Westmont has 2 service aces and 1 service error. We're tied 1 set apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, the win in set 1, 25-15. Had some momentum for a while in set two, but then Westmont rebounded and held off the Dort College charge. In set two, Dort College was down. Dort College was up, actually. 6-4 and 10-7. Westmont tied it at 12 and eventually built up an 18-12 lead. Dort College would get as close as 20-19 and 22-20. That is as close as they would get, 24-22 as well, but ran out of time. Set right side, Keel blocked at the net on the slide, and the Dort College defenders try to go to a little bit of a changeup, seeing if they could catch Westmont flat-footed out of the intermission. And it didn't work out that time. And Westmont has service. Westmont with serve. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out wide to Lindbergh. Lindbergh for the kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. And for Julia, I believe that's number one tonight. She's been relatively quiet. She hasn't had great matchups. She's got an ace serve to her credit already today. Let's see if she can get jump started. Lindbergh serve, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking, one-on-one. The attack by Beckman, Dort College, able to recover. Here's Altina. Altina with a swing. Now Moss. Moss on the overpass puts it away. Haley Moss, no tipping there. And she puts it away with authority. She goes up unblocked on the overpass, and the defenders lead 2-1. Lindbergh has service. Julia serve, controlled by Westmont. Attack out of the middle, saved by Gasink, and Moss is going to be called for a double. Get forced into some situations that are unfavorable, and that was one of them where Haley Moss had to go and tried to be a setter. It's now 2-2 on the ball handling error, charged against Moss. 2-2 our score, serving as Nesselrode. Nesselrode serve, taken by Dort College, and Moss comes back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, kill. Be good to get Liz going again. She was rolling in set one and then set two. The matchup's not as favorable. She's got five kills now, and the Dort College lead is 3-2. Serving is Summer Jansen for the defenders. Jansen serve, controlled by Westmont. Warriors attacking, saved by Granstra. No. An attack out of the middle for Dahlberg, and she's got seven kills. We're tied 3-3. 3-3 the score. Serving is Taylor Beckman. Beckman will set up. She'll set up shop, middle back row. And the serve is long and out of bounds by Beckman. Point Dort College on the service error by Beckman. That time it looked like Granstra was going to go after it, and she spun away at the last instant. Dort College leads 4-3. Serving is Drake, controlled by Westmont. Set outside McCann. McCann off the side of her hand, and it finds the floor. Jessica McCann, her third kill, and we're tied up 4-4. 4-4. Serving for the Flames is Dahlberg. And Dahlberg serve hits the antenna, point defenders, and the teams go point and point here in the early going of set three. Well, this one reduced down to a best of three affair. Both teams winning sets set in the first two, or splitting the first two. Altina serve controlled by Westmont, and banging it off the block for the kill is Westmont's Cassidy Ray. Ray with seven. Ray now with seven kills. And the Westmont Warriors have service. Buffum to serve. Buffum serve, taken by Scouten. Shoots it out wide, Lindbergh. Lindbergh unblocked. Westmont digs it up, though. Banks it off of the block, does the Westmont attack by Hera. Set outside McCann. McCann with a kill. McCann with a kill, and Westmont, the first team, in set number three to score back-to-back points. So McCann gives Westmont a 6-5 lead. Buffum has service. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Slides right side. Granstra unable to put it away. A little mistiming. Westmont attacking. Through the block. Saved by Jansen. Pushed over the net by Gasing. Controlled by Westmont. They'll attack. Outside McCann. McCann with a kill. Jessica McCann with her fifth kill. And the Dort College defenders, Jocelyn Wind, will check into the match. Julia Lindbergh will check out. So Jocelyn Wind checks into the match. She'll be lining up on the outside. 7-5. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Westmont gets to it. Jansen comes back over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra with 14. And the Dort College defender lead is 7, our deficit is 7-6. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by Westmont. Going cross court, Scouten gets to it, pushed over the net by Granstra. Granstra, another kill. Unorthodox, but it counts the same, and Granstra ties it up at 7-7. 7-7, our score, serving Gasink. Gasink down the line, hits it just wide and out of bounds. Point Westmont. So Gasing with a service error. Well, if you're going to get a service error, you want it to be something aggressive where you're working the edges, painting the black, to borrow a pitcher's baseball term. That time she was trying to paint the black but hit it just wide. Westmont with serve. Taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside, Wind through the block. Wind, unable to put it away. Westmont survives that time. Now it comes over to Moss, and Moss hits it into the block. Point, Westmont. Thought Wind had a kill, but Westmont was able to scramble and survive the attack. They got it back up and over, and Dort College commits the attack error. Serve controlled by Granstra to Gasing. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing, dug up in the back row by Westmont. Pushed to the sideline and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Beckman, Point Dort College. So Beckman with an attack error. She wanted a touch ball, none coming that time. Pivotal set number three, obviously. Floater by Granstra, controlled by Westmont. Westmont, power tip, saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel, squares up under it, gets it over to Wind. Wind unable to put it down. Westmont attacking. Off the block, one-arm stab by Granstra. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. And pushed over the net, saved by Gasing. Back over to Keel. Keel back over to Moss. Moss hits it wide and out of bounds. So the attack goes out of bounds. So an attack error by the defenders. And Westmont leads 10-8. And Coach Chad Hansen wants a timeout to talk things over. He uses timeout number one. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. And seem to have lost contact with my remote computer for the time being. So we'll keep it right here and tell you who makes some of these broadcasts possible. They include the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. Certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Westmont enjoying a 10-8 lead here in set number three. The match is tied at one set apiece. Scouten gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Wind. Wind off speed. Westmont scrambles. They get to it. And hitting it into the net, a rare attack error by Beckman, and the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 10-9. 10-9. And we seem to have an issue with a rotation for one of the team. The rotation sheet out. And the Westmont Warriors. Now Gene Ellis, the R2, after taking a look at the lineup sheet. Takes a look out on the floor, and I believe we might have a player on the floor for Westmont who shouldn't be out there. Not sure if it's going to result in a point or not. Ten to nine, our score right now, Dort College. Dort College up. Down, I should say. And now we'll have a substitution. Wind checks out. Palama checks in. And it does not result in a point for anyone. No delay of game or yellow card or anything like that, so we'll continue play. Palama with service. Controlled by Westmont. Set right side to the sideline, and Granstra probably went after one that was, well, flip a coin. Maybe it's in, maybe it's out. In this type of match, you got to go for it. Palama checks out, and eventually you end up with the libero scouting back in. 11-9 our score, so a tip and a kill for Westmont. Granstra, think if she'd have to do that one over again, probably simply let it drop. But you can't dwell on that. And Altna responds with a kill for the defenders. Emma Altna with her fourth kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 11-10. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Low hard serve controlled by Westmont. Set right side off high hands, and Granster chasing down the second contact, and Dahlberg records the kill on the slide to the right. 12-10 our score. 12-10, Dort College down two. Westmont rallying after a slow start, and quite honestly, even though they beat College of St. Mary 3-0, they did not look terribly sharp doing it. They've looked much sharper here in sets two and three. Altena gets it over to Granstra. Bump set back over to Altena, and Altena gets the kill. Altena gets blocked. A point for Westmont. And this is about the time of the set where Westmont had some separation in set two. Let's see if Dort College can maintain contact. Scouten gets it ahead to Gasing. Joust at the net. One out by Westmont. Dort College scrambles. Comes back over to Altena. Altena with another kill. Emma Altena getting involved here in set number three. That's a good thing. Dort College trails 13-11. Can't have Granstra shouldering the entire load offensively, and she did much of that in sets one and two. Drake with service. Drake, floater to the back line, too much muscle, point Westmont. So a service error by Drake. It's 14-11, Dort College is down three. Serving for Westmont, Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, Granstra. 16 kills for Granstra, and the defenders trail 14-12. Wind checks back into the match. Checking out the libero, Scouten. 14-12, our score. Altena with service. Top spin serve. Westmont scrambles to it. Set to McCann. McCann unable to put it away. Jansen back over to Wind. Wind comes back over to Ray. Ray hits it wide, long, and out of bounds. Point defenders. Well, right now, the officials simply backing out of the way and letting players get to balls and keep them in play any way possible. Seen some very nearly catches and throws on the last couple of sequences on both teams. Nearly an ace by Altena. Westmont keeps it in play. Passed over the net. Free ball. Haven't had many of those. Gasink comes back over to Granstra. Cuts it wide. Out of bounds. Hit too sharp of an angle. Turned on it too much. And sends it wide and out of bounds. Granstra with the attack error. When you get that few free opportunities, free passes over the net by the opponent, like you do tonight, every time you got a chance, you got to make them pay. Gasing with the tap of the kill. Jamie Gasing with her third kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 15-14. Gasing records her third kill by my count. Served by Gasing. Now here comes Westmont. Back set McCann. McCann down to the spike line kill. McCann with another kill. She's got six unofficially. And the Dort College defenders trail 16-14. Serving for the Warriors is Crosby. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Set right side over to Granstra, unable to put it down. Here comes Westmont. The attack and to the back line, a kill for Beckman. Beckman with seven. Slowly Westmont getting some separation here, leading by three now. And Dort College is going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. 17-14, Dort College down three. Back with more in set three right after this. 17-14, our score, set number three. Westmont leading Dort College by three. The Dort College defenders out of timeouts. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Courtney Crosby has service. And Crosby short serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Wind. Wind off high hands, a kill. Jocelyn Wind with a kill. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 17-15, trying to rally. Granstra has service. Low hard serve controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking McCann. McCann on the slide, unable to put it away. Granstra dug it up and over. Now block at the net, and a block for a point for the defenders. Beckman went up for the swing. Dort College gets a block up, and the defenders trail 17-16. Granstra with service, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Westmont. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 17-16 in set number three. Brooke Granstra has serve. Granstra's serve controlled by Troesch. Set outside and a kill for Samantha Neely. Neely with a kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 18-16. So Troesch with service. Troesch lines it up, sends it over, taken by Scout, and gets it over to Gaysink. Too close to the net and pushed down on the joust. That's Taylor Beckman. Beckman with her eighth. And now Westmont pulling away again. 19-16, our score. Controlled by the defenders, Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Westmont. And Samantha Neely sneaks that one through the block. And Westmont takes a 20-16 lead. 2016 our score. Dort College out of timeout, so they've got to find a way to slow the momentum without the benefit of a timeout. Taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gaysink, slide right side, Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Westmont attacking, blocked into the net. Westmont attacking again, and Westmont will get credit for a kill. The Dort College team wanted four hits. They did not think that that ball hit made it over the net. The official, though, did not make the call. So wind is out. Lindbergh is in. It's 21-16. Westmont, that is, in front. Westmont with service. The libero, Troesch. Taken by Lindbergh. Kept alive by Scouten. Back over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. And a point for Westmont. Our score. Jocelyn Wind will check back into the match. Lindbergh will check out. 22-16, Dort College, a six-point deficit here. Taken by Granstra, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing up into the rafters, controlled by Westmont. They'll attack off high hands. Saved by Granstra to Gaysink. Gaysink Wind. Wind unable to put it away. Overpass Moss. Moss kill. Haley Moss with a kill. It's 22-17, Dort College down five. So Dort College once again forced to rally. And serving will be Dort College's Paloma. Off high hand, saved by Paloma. Gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Altena. Altena cross court, dug by Westmont. Set right side through the box, saved by Gaysink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel on the second contact makes it a four-point game at 22-18. Westmont has one timeout remaining. Coach Patty Cook asking for clarification. She'll elect to let it ride for the time being. Her team playing with a four-point lead. Granstra to Gaysink. Gaysink, Keel, Keel, Keel. Elizabeth Keel with her seventh kill. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to Westmont, I believe. No, they will not call a timeout. Keel with a kill, 22-19. Floater controlled by Westmont. They'll scramble again. Off high hand, save. Kept it alive. Paloma gets it back over to Altena. Altena banks it to the sideline, controlled by Westmont. Set goes outside, and Taylor Beckman unable to track it down. A ball handling error, and the Dort College defenders back to within two at 22-20. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Dort College.
22-20, Dort College down two, set number three. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Through the block for the kill is Beckman. Beckman makes it 23-20, and now Westmont knocking on the door, trying to take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-five match. Dort College won set 1, 25-15. Westmont won set 2, 25-22, and they lead here in set 3, 23-20. Serve controlled by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side. Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Westmont. So Westmont now in position to take set number two, and with it a 2-1 lead in this best of five match. Serving for the Warriors is Nesselrode. Taken by Granster. Gets it to Gasing. Outside it comes Altna. Altna with a kill. Well, the margin for error is gone for the defenders right now. Six kills for Altena. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen serve controlled by Westmont. And they are unable to convert on that attempt. The quick attack out of the middle intended for Dahlberg. And it's 24-22. Dort College down two. Short serve. Westmont gets to it. Dahlberg off the block. Now Dort College pushes it right back. Dahlberg unable to put it away. Grants to Gasing. Gasing Keel. Keel kill. 24-23. Elizabeth Keel finds the back line over the top of that block. She's got eight. 24-23. The defenders trying to tie it up at 24. Summer Jansen. Low hard serve down the slide line. Controlled by Westmont. Westmont with the swing and the kill. That's Taylor Beckman. And Beckman gets the kill. Beckman with 10 kills. And Westmont fights off Dort College in set 3, 25-23. We head to set 4. Westmont leads 2-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College challenged Westmont in set 1 and 1, 25-15. Westmont has won two tight battles since. Westmont's gotten a little separation in sets 2 and 3 and then held on as Dort College rallied 25-22 and 25-23. We head to set number 4. Dort College trailing 2-1. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs. Delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or at the booth next to the concession stand at most home football, volleyball, and basketball games. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Set goes outside, unable to put it away. Here come the defenders. Gasing with a down ball, saved by Westmont. Westmont attacking and mistimed it, and Emma Hera unable to send it over the net. Point Dort College, and the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. Well, all you want to do right now is somehow find a way to get back to set number 5. And the Dort College defenders a block point. And the defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score. Glad you're hanging around with me on this Friday evening. Jamie Gasing, short serve, controlled by Westmont. Set goes to the middle, over the block, controlled by Dort College, comes outside. Unable to put it away was Wind. Here comes Westmont. Set outside, through the block, and the kill for Westmont and Taylor Beckman. Beckman with 11. Beckman with 11. Kenny Troesch has service. So Troesch lines it up, and Horst short serve taken by Granster, gets it over to Gason, comes back over to Wind. Wind through the block, saved by Westmont. Westmont attacking off the block, saved by Gason, gets it back over to Granster, comes back over to Moss. Moss well, unable to put it away. Westmont attacking. Set goes outside to Beckman. Beckman unable to put it away from the left side. Quick attack. Granster kill. Granster with 17 kills. And the Dort College defender lead is 3-1. 3-1 our score. Set number three. I beg your pardon, four. Set right side through the block. Saved by Dort College. Westmont reloads. And over the top of the block for the kill is Dahlberg. Dahlberg with nine. 3-2 Dort College. Up a point. Westmont service. This is Nestle Road. So Nestle Road will line it up. And her serve is controlled by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. And Granstra is going to be called for an illegal contact. Tried to redirect it. It's 3-3. So an attack error by Granstra. We're knotted at three apiece. Westmont with service. Controlled by Granstra. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing and the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her ninth kill. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 4-3. Paloma with service, controlled by Westmont. Granstra covers the tip attempt. Now a tip by Keel. Here comes Westmont. Ray with a swing and the kill. Cassidy Ray with a kill. She's got eight by my count. Make that nine officially. And we're tied up at 4-4. 4-4 serving is Taylor Beckman. Beckman, short serve, taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side, Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Westmont covers it. They'll throw it back left side, McCann. McCann blocked at the net, covered by Dahlberg. Here comes Westmont. Ray off the block, saved by Granstra. Gasing, quick attack, Keel. Redirects it, saved by Nestle Road. Well, outside it goes Ray. Ray with a swing and the kill. Ray with her 10th kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 5-4. 5-4 our score. Short serve. Controlled by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes Altena. Altena with a swing and it hit the blocker. And a kill for Altena. Emma Altena with her 7th kill. This is set number 4. Dort College trailing 2-1. Outside it comes McCann. Change up. Granstra got to it. Slide right side. Keel unable to put it away. Here comes Westmont. And a kill for Ray. Cassidy Ray, the left-hander, attacking from the right side or the opposite. Westmont leads at 6-5. Ray, the last 3 points for Westmont. She's recorded all three of them with kills. Scouten gets it to Gasing. Gasing outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net, pushed back over by Granstra. No, by Gasing, and Gasing hit it wide out of bounds. And McCann has some choice words for the line judge, and from my vantage point, looked like he got it. 6-6 our score. Controlled by Westmont. Set outside McCann. Dug by Scout and pushed over the net. Westmont on the attack again. They'll set it over to McCann again. McCann with a kill. McCann gets the kill. Amy Buffum has service. And McCann that time puts away the overpass. Makes it 8-6. Buffum with service. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Altena. Altena unable to put it away. They'll throw it outside to McCann again. McCann with a kill. McCann with three in a row. 9-6 our score, and Dort College might need a timeout, and they'll use one. 9-6, Dort College up three, down three, I should say, back with more
and
after this.
I was looking at Connor.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Serving for Westmont is Amy Buffum. Buffum serve, controlled by Jansen, gets it to Gasing. Gasing gets it back over to Granster. Granster with a kill as he goes over the top of the block put up, late in arriving by McCann. Granster with a kill. McCann late to the party. Granster now with 18 kills by my count. Emma Altena with service. Altena serve, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking. McCann blocked at the net. And the Westmont Warriors throw it over. They get it back over to Granstra. Granstra again on the late arriving block of McCann, takes advantage, and Granstra with another kill. She's got 19. 9-8, Dort College down a point. Serving is Altena. Altena's serve is into the net, so the service error gives Westmont a two-point lead at 10-8. McCann checks out of the match. Serving will be Courtney Crosby. So Crosby with serve. And it catches the tape, rolls over. Jansen comes back over to Granstra. Granstra, another kill. Brooke Granstra with a kill. She's got 20 by my count. Looks like the official scorekeeper has her at 19. I won't argue on that one. Gasink with serve down the line, taken by Westmont. Set comes right side, end of the block, and a kill for Samantha Neely. Neely with four. Serving for Westmont is Cammy Troesch. Troesch served, taken by Scout, and gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss redirects it, gets the kill. Haley Moss with a kill. Dort College down one at 11-10. Haley Moss now with seven kills. Keel has nine. Granstra has 19. Seven for Altena down the line, controlled by Westmont. They come back, and to the back line for the kill is Libby Dahlberg. Dahlberg with 10. Dahlberg with the kill. Nesselrode serving. And Nesselrode serve, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, touches it to Keel. Keel with a tap, controlled by Westmont. They'll push it over, saved by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes right side, Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with a kill. She's got eight. Dort College back to within a point at 12-11. Dort College trying to force set number five. Serving is Abby Palama. Low hard serve taken by Westmont. Westmont, they scramble to it. Unable to put it away. Granstra off the second contact. Pushed over the net by Keel. Here comes Westmont. Westmont attacking Dahlberg. Unable to put it away. Now Moss. Moss taps it over the top of the block for the kill. Haley Moss with three straight kills attacking the left side of the Westmont defense. 12-12 our score. Serving is Palama. Palama's serve, controlled by Westmont. They'll have to scramble. They send it up towards the net. And Moss up there for the block with Keel on the attack by Beckman. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead 13-12. Back with more in a moment. 13-12 our score. Dort College up a point in set number four. Trailing in the match, 2-1. The Dort College defenders bouncing back from a 9-6 deficit after three straight kills by McCann. McCann then checked out of the match as she does not play the back row. And Dort College has been able to rebound and take the lead at 13-12. Abby Palama with service, and it's just short of making it over the net. Point Westmont. We're tied 13-13. 13-13 our score. Scouten gets it over to Gasink. Gasink over to Altena. Altena banks it off of the block for a point. Dort College, Emma Altena making it 14-13. Defenders with the lead. 8 kills now for Altena. Summer Jansen with serve to the back line. Westmont scrambles. They get it to McCann. McCann change up, taken by Granstra. Passes it over to Gasink. Gasink to Altena. Altena high hands. Westmont will attack. Comes back over to Ray. Ray with a kill. Ray with 12 kills. It's 14-14. 14-14 our score. And Ray serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. And they're going to call a double on Gasink. Ball handling error on Gasink. Not sure if my tone of voice reflects my feelings about that call or not. Now a service error by Westmont. Andor College knots it at 15. So a service error. Low hard serve by Drake. Westmont keeps it alive. Passed over to Ray. Ray with a swing. Drake gets it over to Scouten. Scouten passes it over the net. They survive. Here comes Westmont. Another attack. Ray with a swing and the kill. Ray with the kill. 13 kills for Ray. And the Westmont Warriors have service with Buffum. Buffum served. The sideline is wide and out of bounds, and we're tied 16-all. The last 2 points for Dort College have come on service errors. 16-16. Emma Altena serving. And Altena served the back line, controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking, saved by Drake. Gets it to Gasing, under it, over to Wind. Wind with a swing and the kill. Dort College leads 17-16. Jocelyn Wind with her second kill. And the Dort College defender lead is one. Westmont has two timeouts remain. I beg your pardon, one timeout remaining. Both teams have used a timeout already. Altena with service, controlled by Westmont. They'll set right side McCann. Dort College blocks her. So a block point for the defenders. 18-16 our score. Altena serving. Altena serve controlled by Westmont. They'll set it outside through the block and the kill for Samantha Neely. Neely with 5. 18-17. McCann checks out of the match. Dort College down 18, up 18-17. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with 20. And the Dort College lead is 19-17. Dort College trying to force a decisive set number 5. Westmont wants to finish it in 4, obviously, and an attack error by Neely, point defenders. Neely with the attack error. Dort College leads 20-17. Back with more after this timeout. Westmont, 20-17 our score. Dort College up by 3, set number 4. Dort College and Westmont. First 3 sets, Dort College 1 set 1, 25-15. Westmont 1 set 2, 25-22. Westmont 1 set 3, 25-23. And now Dort College is battling. Short serve controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking, set outside, dug by Drake, passed over to Gasink, comes back over to Granstra with a swing. Westmont, they get to it. Blocked at the net. Moss puts the block up. Westmont reloads, blocked again. And Moss and Granstra team up for the block on Beckman, point defenders. Serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Gasink, floater, controlled by Westmont. They'll scramble, push up towards the net. Saved by Wynn, gets it over to Gasink. Quick attack, Granstra. Granstra with the off-speed and the kill. Brooke Granstra with 21 kills. Dort College leads 22-17 in set number four, trying to force set number five. Short serve controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking, set outside, and that time Taylor Backman records the kill. She's got a dozen, and the Dort College defenders. Dort College defenders lead 22-18, so now you just have to stay away from long runs by Westmont if you're Dort College. Controlled by the defenders, Gasing to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with 22 kills. Dort College leads 23-18. 23-18, Dort College trying to rally and force set five. Low hard serve controlled by Westmont. Westmont attacking Dahlberg, saved by Granstra. And pushing it down is Dahlberg on the overpass. 11 kills for Dahlberg. Dahlberg with the kill on the overpass. Serving for Westmont is Alexa Nesselrode. Nesselrode serve, taken by Granstra. Overpass, gets it over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Set left side. Stab saved by Granstra. Kept it alive. Gasing now to Wind. Wind has to push it over free ball. Here comes Westmont. Set to rail. Ray, that is. And Ray with 14. It's 23-20. Dort College has a timeout remaining. We'll see how long they wait before they use one. Westmont with service, and we get our answer. Nesselrode calls for the timeout. Dort College calls for the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 23-20, Dort College by three. Serving is Nesselrode. And Nesselrode's serve is taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a tip and a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 10th kill. And the Dort College defenders now serving for the set and trying to tie the match. 24-20 serving will be Palama for Dort College. Palama jump serve taken by Westmont. Westmont right side attack, and putting it down through the block is Beckman. Beckman with 13. So Beckman with the kill. 24-21. Serve to the sideline taken by Granstra. Gasing throws it outside. Altena bangs it for the kill, and Emma Altena forces set five. Emma Altena with her 9th kill. And the Dort College defenders force set five with a 25-21 win in set number four. We head to set five, deadlock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. Located in Orange City. The Dort College defenders winning sets 1 and 4, 25-15 and 25-21. Westmont takes sets 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-23. The defenders led by Brooke Granstra's 22 kills. She also has 23 digs. 10 kills for Elizabeth Keel, 9 each for Haley Moss and Emma Altena. 47 assists for Jamie Gasing through 4 sets. For the Warriors, Cassidy Ray with 14 kills, 13 for Taylor Backman, 11 for Libby Dahlberg, 9 for Jessica McCann. Dort College with 3 ace serves this evening, Westmont with 2. Dort College hitting for a 265 efficiency, Westmont at 190. Diggs, Dort College 75, Westmont 68. Serving for Westmont will be Cammy Troesch. So Troesch with service. And we'll play this 1-15. Troesch serves short, taken by Scouten, gets it to Gazing, comes back over to Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Westmont scrambling, they push it over, free ball. Scouten, Gazing, Keel, off high hands, saved by Westmont. Set goes outside through the box, saved by Granstra. Dig by Granstra on the return, and a kill on the overpass by Beckman. Beckman with 14 kills. Beckman records the kill. And Westmont has an early 1-0 lead. Granstra to Gazing, Gazing to Keel. Keel off high hands. Westmont scrambling. And a kill for Dahlberg. Dahlberg with 12 kills. Dahlberg records the kill. Cammy Troesch with service. And Troesch, short serve, catches the tape and rolls over. Troesch with an ace, the third of the evening for Westmont. And Westmont leads 3-0. Troesch serve, controlled by Granstra, gets it to Gazing, comes back over to Wind. Wind unable to put it away. Passed over the net, saved by Westmont. Gazing to Keel. Keel with a swing, kept alive by Westmont. Sent over to Neely. Neely over the block, saved by Moss. Comes back over to Wind. Wind off speed, controlled by Westmont. They set right side, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Samantha Neely, point defenders. Neely with the attack error. Dort College trails 3-1. Set number 5, playing to 15 now. Serving is Palama. Palama, overhand serve received by Westmont. And down the line for the kill is Westmont's Neely, I believe. Neely with 6. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-1. 4-1 our score. Serving is Nesselrode. Nesselrode taken by Granstra. Comes outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. But Westmont, that is. Westmont gets the point on the block of Altena, and Dort College is forced to use an early timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 5-1 our score. The Dort College defenders trailing Westmont. And Westmont in the driver's seat early on in this one. Westmont has service. This is Alexa Nesselrode. And Nesselrode serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gazing. Gazing goes to Moss. Moss hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Westmont. And Westmont establishing a big early lead in this one. And now they're in position to just simply fight off the defenders. Play side-out volleyball from here on out, and you win it. Scouten gets it to Gazing, squares it up over to Moss. Moss with a tip and the kill. Need to string a couple together here, does Dort College. Haley Moss with 10 kills. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen serve, controlled by Westmont. And a block put up on the attack by Beckman. Altena with the solo block. And the defenders trail it 6-3, trying to chip away. Summer Jansen serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Westmont, saved by Jansen, kept it alive. Comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Westmont attacking, off high hands, stabbed by Granstra, kept it alive. Comes back over to Scouten. Now Altena, change up. Controlled by Westmont. Westmont, Ray, through the box, saved by Gazing. Keel gets it back over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Keel with a swing. Here comes Westmont. Westmont, Ray, off the box. Saved by Jansen. Pushed over the net by Gazing. Controlled by Westmont. Set to Dahlberg. Dahlberg with a kill. Seven to three, our score. Dort College down 4 after the extended volley. controlled by Dort College. Outside it comes Alton. Alton a blocked at the net. Point Westmont. 8-3 the score. Dort College down 5. So Dort College trying to rally after Westmont, the early lead. Serving for Westmont is Taylor Beckman. Beckman with service. Controlled by Skelton, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Back over to McCann. McCann hits it off of the block, out of bounds. Point Westmont. Timeout, Dort College. The defenders forced to use their second timeout, trailing 9-3 in set 5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 9-3, Dort College, trailing by 6. Set number 5. Westmont establishing themselves early in this one, and now Dort College trying to scramble. Comes over to Gaysink, slide right side, Keel. Keel with a swing, and Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 11th kill. 9-4, Dort College, down 5. Chip away time again. They had it down to 6-3. And then an extended volley, and Westmont won the point. Rode that momentum to a 9-3 lead. McCann keeps it alive. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra pushed over the net. Saved by Gaysink. And Gaysink went to a set to the middle, and nobody was home. She and Granstra looked like they might have gotten their signals crossed. Dort College trailing 10-4. Gaysink back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to turn on that one. Had to keep it in play. Set comes over to Ray. Ray with a kill. 11-4. Dort College needs 3 or 4 points right here. Otherwise, Westmont's just simply going to run away and hide with this one. Emily Dahlberg with Libby Dahlberg, that is. Gaysink has to run for it. Passed over to Granstra, unable to put it down. Here comes Westmont through the block. No, a block put up by Granstra and Alton, point defenders. 11-5, Dort College down 6. Serving is Emma Altena. So Altena with service. And Altena jump serve controlled by Westmont. A ball handling error on Westmont. Our score, and Westmont will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Emma Altena has service. Altena's serve is off of the back line, out of bounds. Point, Westmont. So after all of that, Dort College with a service error, and Westmont now 3 points away from taking this high-energy match. Westmont, short serve, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gaysink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Granstra with 23 kills. Dort College trails 12-7. Got to put together a run of three here, at least. Got to get to it while you're getting, probably need 4. McCann off high hands. McCann with a kill, and now it gets tough. McCann with the kill. She's got 8. Courtney Crosby with service. Crosby has service. Controlled by Scout and gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Granster. Granster with a kill. Granster with another kill. She's got 24. Well, let's see if Brooke can serve a couple difficult ones and get back into it. Probably need 3 or 4 here. Served by, taken by Westmont. Outside attack and a block put up. Taylor Beckman unable to get it through, and the defenders score a point on the block. Moss and Keel get the block. Westmont calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Both teams out of timeouts. Dort College trailing 13-9 with service. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Brooke Granstra has service. Jump serve, the floater controlled by Westmont. They set right side. Jocelyn Wynn puts the block up. Westmont reloads over the top of the block. Saved by Granstra. Now a joust at the net and hitting it wide and out of bounds. But they say Giesink was in the net. Giesink got caught trying to chase after that one. And she had to chase the errant pass into the net. Westmont with service now for the match. Comes over to Keel. Keel off high hand. Saved by Westmont. Westmont dug by Scouten. Gets it over to Giesink. Back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel with her 12th kill. Dort College trails 14-10. No room for error now. Paloma has service. Paloma serve taken by Westmont. They'll attack. Set goes to Beckman. Dug by Granstra. Outside Alton off high hand. Saved by Westmont. They'll throw it backside. Blocked at the net. Alton got it. Passed over to Giesink. Giesink Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Westmont attacking off high hand, saved by Paloma, gets it over to Giesink, back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, saved by Dort College and Granstra, back over to Giesink. Giesink to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Set comes outside, and it hits the antenna point defenders. An attack error by Neely. 14-11, Dort College got 1 out of 4 that they need to extend this. Paloma with serve. Long is out of bounds. 15-11. Service error by Dort College. And the Westmont Warriors secure the victory on the service error and the final of 15-11. Back with more after this. We'll be back with the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders battle but come up short in their match against number 2 and unbeaten Westmont. 3-2. The Dort College defenders, 1 set, 125-15. Westmont 1 sets, 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-23. Dort 1 set, 4, 25-21. And the Warriors take set 5. They get an early lead, a big early lead at 9-3 and 11-4. Dort College rallies, try to make a set of it, but they lose by a final of 15-11. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders, let's take a look at the numbers in their match with Westmont. Dort College, 60 kills, 19 errors, 174 for total attacks. That's a 236 kill efficiency. For the Westmont Warriors, 61-28 and 189, 175 kill efficiency. Both teams had 54 assists. Dort College had 88 digs. Westmont had 86. Block points, Dort College 15. Westmont had 9. Service aces, both teams had 3. Dort College had 9 service errors. Westmont had 5 service errors. Individually, Dort College paced by Brooke Granstra with 24 kills. 12 kills for Elizabeth Keel. 10 for Haley Moss. 9 for Emma Altena. 2 each for Jamie Giesink and Jocelyn Wendt. Jamie Gasing put up 52 assists in the loss. Emma Altna also had two service aces. 28 digs for Brooke Granstra, 18 for Jill Skouten. Granstra also in on 7 block assists. Haley Moss, 11 block assists. Elizabeth Keel, 8 block assists, as the Dort College defenders come up just short. For Westmont, 15 kills for Cassidy Ray, 14 for Libby Dahlberg, 13 by Taylor Beckman, and 11 for Jessica McCann. 25 assists for Nestle Road, 26 for Buffum. 2 service aces for Crosby. 26 digs for Troesch, 20 for Crosby, 17 for Beckman. 8 block assists for Dahlberg, and 4 block assists each for Beckman and Ray. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College falls to 13-5 with a loss. Westmont improves to 21-0 overall, and they are 8-0 in Golden State Athletic Conference play. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up tomorrow, about 15 hours from now, Dort College football will be kicking off as they face 16th-rated Dakota Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. You'll be able to hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM. I heard some rumblings that the Dort College men's soccer team was victorious over Ripon today in Wisconsin. That was in a match hosted at Central Wisconsin Christian in Waupun. But no official word on that, so just reporting hearsay at this point. Next action for the Dort College volleyball team will be Tuesday of next week when the defenders will be traveling to Sioux City to face the Morningside Mustangs. And that will be on Tuesday night of next week. Wednesday, the Dort College soccer team's back at home as they face the Northwestern Red Raiders. And Dort College Volleyball is hosting Concordia as part of Defender Days next weekend, the homecoming activities on the Dort College campus next Friday and Saturday. It'll be a full day, both of those 2 days. We are waiting on Coach Chad Hansen, and also Brooke Granstra will be taking a seat beside me, and Brooke will give me her post-match thoughts, and then we will get to Coach Chad Hansen. And Brooke, go ahead and pick that microphone up. And I don't think you could play any harder tonight, Brooke, than your team did. Fantastic effort, good quality opponent. This one didn't go your way. I'm sure some disappointment after this one for your ball club.
Yeah, I mean, we came out here. We knew we had to play hard. And we gave it all we got, and that's all I could ask of me and my teammates.
What you had some success early, really jumped up on Westmont, felt like the energy was really good for your team early in the match, especially in set number one. Then Westmont neutralized it, but a fantastic start for your team.
Yeah, we came out ready to play, and that's where we need to keep it up. We came out ready, and I don't think we continued that excitement until the end of the game, but that's something we can grow on, and we'll have to grow on.
Blocking very good, Westmont. Did you pick up anything, I guess, in the Westmont CSM game, our match, that gave anything away that you could key on, or didn't that one help you out a whole lot?
No, it's just... Yeah, we just had to go out there. We knew we had to play good, and we knew we had key players to focus on, and we need to take care of those, and that's one area that I think us as a team can improve on is blocking.
You got some pretty good looks. You were able to pile up 24 total kills in this one. You got to a lot of digs. A lot of it just seemed was reaction where Westmont would attack, and didn't have a whole lot of time to think. You just had to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, they're a great team. They have great hitters. I really wanted this one. I put in a whole lot of effort, and all the rest of the girls did too. It just kind of stinks that it didn't turn out in our favor.
You feeling like you're back into the flow of things after missing a significant time? You feel like you're back in a rhythm now?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be back. I was out long enough, and that was frustrating, but I'm glad to be back out here with my friends on this court and playing with them again.
You're a senior now. What are you doing this year? Involved in education, if I remember correctly. What's your status right now?
Early childhood education, and I am student teaching right now, year long. So I'm in the classroom a lot.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by, Brooke, and go get them next week. A couple big conference matches again, and try to take care of business.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Brooke Granstra talking about tonight's matchup between Dort College and the Westmont Warriors. I believe Chad Hansen is somewhere around, and the Chad Hansen will be heading over on the for his post-match comments. Dort College losing to Westmont 3-2, and Coach Chad Hansen takes a seat beside me. And, Coach, team had really good energy in set number one this evening. Had a good start and a lot of energy and played really sharp that first set. I don't know that you've played a better set against a good opponent like this all year.
That's very true, and I think the first set was a twofold combination. I have to think that not only did we play well, that's the first part, but also I have to think Westmont has not faced an opponent like us in quite a while. You look at their box score, they're beating teams by 15, 16 points, and for them to face our great start, I think it certainly was a shock to them, but as some expressions might say, we poked the bear.
Well, you talk about that. Westmont hadn't dropped a set in over a month. The last time they dropped a set was September 3. So you came out, you got their attention. They came back in set two. They got the momentum. Set three, they had the momentum. It was hard to get the momentum back after they took it away.
That's true. And it's something I was pleased about the fourth set for us to really grind through that one. If I remember right, Mike, the fourth set didn't start out clean. It was not a pretty process. We were down actually 6-9 in that fourth set and had to climb our way. They called a timeout at 13-12. And then we continued just getting a little more point separation, in that fourth set. So the momentum, I'll call it, that you mentioned, it was a grinding kind of match after that first set. We had to really work hard through it, and that's a credit to them. Credit to us as well, that we've got some grit. We need that grit to maintain a good streak of points even against a strong opponent.
As far as individual efforts go, I don't remember one like Brooks for quite a while. 24 kills tonight, 28 digs, 7 block assists. That's a pretty good line against a very good opponent.
That is very true. She had reached another level today with being explosive, with really communicating strong and well out there. I know she had a lot of adrenaline going. It was very amped up for this match, and we needed her. She played well. She rose to the occasion, and we would have loved to have gotten her and a couple others some points to make that fifth set pretty exciting and close.
Other players that you had several players who were strong in stretches tonight. I look at Jamie Gasink, 52 assists. She really worked hard, I thought, in getting herself in a good position to make some offensive decisions for your team.
Yeah, very much so. Jamie played a solid match. I can remember a couple of just layout digs that she popped up, and not many setters in the country are going to scoop up some of those hard cross-court diving out in front of you kind of digs that she did. I really liked who she was giving the ball to, how she was distributing it, and I'm really pleased, Mike, with our blocking tonight. Look at the stat line there, 15 blocks to their 9. We had some really nice terminations, and they're a strong attacking team, and I feel like we made them change their attacking. We made them think about how they were going to try and score against us, and I like what our blockers did there. That was a good strong showing for us in that category.
It's rare that you get a team out of California to come this way and play a match. What benefit does your team get from playing a match like this against Westmont?
Yeah, great question. At the end of our locker room talk, where we just quickly visited on some things that we needed to do better, one thing I commented to the team was, hey, this match was not about our conference and the hunt and race that we are in for the conference. This match was just an opportunity on the national picture, and we came close. We I think, spoke some strong national picture words. I'm hopeful that that'll keep us in a good national poll situation. But as far as the conference hunt, it'd be great to have a team from California come out here. And here's the neat part. Our fans will love hearing this. Westmont entered our practice gym earlier today just to get a couple of reps, and I greeted the players as we were setting up the net. And so they said, welcome to Iowa. And there were so many bright smiles on their faces as they said, we love this. This is beautiful out here. We want to move the Westmont campus out here to Iowa. So I told them there wasn't room. We're quite content with our Christian college. But it was just neat to hear them. They're loving the green grass we have, and with all the drought going on in California and whatnot. So it's a neat place here. Our fans were lively. It was a wonderful environment, even on a fall break. And thankful for all the work invested by our players. And we'll get after this next week and stay focused on our conference hunt here.
That's Coach Chad Hansen talking about tonight's match. The Dort College Defenders on the short end of a 3-2 decision. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening for Dort College Sports on KDCR. Once again, Westmont wins in 5, 15-25, 25-22, 25-23, 21-25, and 15-11. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.